Good morning. Once again, welcome to this week's edition of the Community Corner. Craig Montana with you here, as always, discussing events happening around the area, events going on for you, your friends, your family to take part in, for you to enjoy. As always, it is a good time, whatever we discuss on the Community Corner. Great events happening around Brenham and Washington County. And with us today, we've got, again, two different interviews, two different folks will be talking with us today about events happening around the area. And first off, we're going to start with an event that's been going on for quite a while, and that's going to be the Camp for All Family Day. And we have with us today from there is your name today, sir?
Kurt Padeswa.
And Kurt, what is it that you do at Camp for All?
I am the camp director there.
You're the camp director. So when you say camp director, what does that entail for the folks?
Well, I get to run the day-to-day operations of the camp, and what that really means is I work with the people who do put all of that great work together.
Mm-hmm. And when people think of camp, they think of like summer camps, something like that. You guys, do y'all do more than just summer camps?
We do. We're a year-round facility. So Camp for All is a camp for children and adults with special needs and challenging illnesses. And we actually open up for weekends and third weekend in January. And we pretty much have every weekend with a group in there up until the summertime. And then it's all summer long. And then back in on weekends in the fall. And we go till the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we really are a year-round facility.
All right. And you talk about camp. What kind of things do people do when they go out there?
So when you think of traditional camps, that's pretty much what we have. So we have high ropes course and zip lines, horseback riding, archery, swimming, canoeing, fishing, arts and crafts, sports, you name it, we probably have it. And the thing that really makes us unique is that all of those activities are available for campers who have all kinds of different special needs. So campers who have muscular dystrophy or epilepsy, going through treatment for cancer, and a whole host of other types of special needs.
And so anybody that has special needs, go out there and they'll find something that be able to do.
Absolutely. Well, they'll be able to do everything.
Everything.
Yeah, they can do all of those activities.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we're a barrier-free facility, and that's, I think most people are aware of the American with Disabilities Act and mm-hmm. ADA and accessible compliance, and Camp for All takes a step above that. And so we really are barrier-free. There are no barriers to what people can do when they come out to camp. We have a great team of people who find a way for them to go on the zip line and go horseback riding, go canoeing, and all of those things.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. That's awesome. And we're talking about you guys having a big event coming up, and this is what you call the Family Day. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that real fast. What brought this about?
Well, Family Day is the annual celebration of when we opened up for the first time. So we opened up the last Sunday in April. That's when it is every year. And mm-hmm. We opened in 1998. And so this is our annual celebration of that. And it's a time that we invite the community to come out and see what we're about. We have activities open, including the climbing tower. That tends to be the activity that lots of people want to spend time with.
But how big is the tower?
It depends. When you're on the ground looking up, it's about 25 feet. When you're up there, it's about 55. So
All
depends on perspective. No,
okay.
it's about 25 feet, but it seems a lot higher once you get up there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great activity. But we also have activities like canoeing and fishing. We'll have arts and crafts projects, some games. We have our some of our animals, reptiles and stuff mm-hmm. out for people to interact with. And then we also have, we serve hot dogs and, of course, Bluebell ice cream. And it's free. It's open to the public. Just come on out. It's from 2 to 5 on April 28th.
All right. And so if people want to go out there, how do they get to Camp for All?
So we're just going to head out 290. You could towards Burton. And there are signs out there, and Google Maps has finally found us.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
a good way to get there. But we're off of 1948, and then Rayburg Road.
All right, and you go out there, and how people just kind of park. They have a parking lot. And
yeah, we'll have people parking them,
okay.
and doing all of that. And like I said, with Google Maps, our address is 6301 Rayburg Road in Burton.
All right, it's kind of out in the country a little bit, but I guess that's where you want to camp, right?
It is. It's a great place, and I think we like opening up to community. I don't know that everybody completely knows who we are and what we do, and so it's nice to have new people come out there.
And it's one of the things, you've seen the signs and people have heard of it, mm-hmm. but actually going out there, like I said, we're out there in that area all the time,
yeah.
but I've never been you know, out there, but I know of it.
Well, I think it's good for people to take a look. Right in our backyard here, we have one of the top special needs camps in the country. And when you get on site, you realize really all of the things that go on out there. And we have a regular group. We have people who email us every year and say, when is Family Day going to be? And then every year we also get new folks that come out and say, I didn't realize that this is what you had out here. Yeah. And so we love to show it off.
There you go. Now, people, they come out there and they see it and they want to help out. Do you have, like, volunteer programs for people?
We do. So we have a group here in Brenham called our Camp Friends Group. It's a group of people that help us do lots of things. And many of them will be volunteering on Family Day. They help with a lot of different tasks. I know making popcorn and handing out to the people that come out is one of the favorite tasks. And so the Camp Friends Group will be out there volunteering, as well as our volunteer supervisor will be there. And she'll be able to talk to people about what the volunteer opportunities are, ages, activities, all of those things that they can do to help us out. And our volunteers will do everything from, you know, helping to lead a horse, helping to push a canoe or help kids fish, to painting building projects. And so it really depends on what the volunteer is interested in.
Okay. And the other thing is, I guess people go out there and make, and I'm assuming it takes a little bit of to keep a camp running like this. People to make financial donations to the organization?
Yes. Yeah, we definitely, you can make financial donations through our webpage. There's a donate button there. Or when you come out on Family Day, you can talk to us about what the needs are. And we're happy to talk to people. We also give tours. But I will say that for anybody who wants to come and do a tour, if you call us up, we can set up a tour just about any time. Mm-hmm. But there's a group of us that are continually doing tours on Family Day. That's our job, hopping on a golf cart and showing people around.
And how big is it? How much
we're 206 acres is the facility. Yeah.
That's quite a bit to keep up out there. But so maybe there's a special needs family that's listening today that doesn't know about that. How do they go about getting, you know, into Camp for All?
So the way that Camp for All operates is that we work with other nonprofits. So the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the Epilepsy Foundation, the Periwinkle Foundation, Easter Seals. And those are just a few of the 64 partners we work with. So if a family calls us and says, we have a child that has this, we refer them to one of those groups, and they'll register through those groups. Okay. They can also go to our website, and there's a thing on our website called Find a Camp. Check off the different abilities that you're looking for, the types of camp, and it'll pull up a list of camps that they would be able to attend, and it has all the contact information. They can do it either way. We're happy to refer to our partners. Oftentimes, new families will use Family Day to come out and check the facility.
Just to see what it's like.
And so that's a great time to do that. If you're not sure about whether your child should go to camp and you've been looking at a camp program that comes to Camp for All, it's a great day. Come out, try some activities, talk to us, ask for a tour. If you let a staff member know that you're there and you're thinking about going to camp, you will definitely have some people that will talk to you about camp and how to get ready for it and the advantages of sending a child to camp.
There you go. All right, Redmond, let's talk about once again for people when it is and where it's going to be at once again.
It's April 28th. It's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at 6301 Rayburg Road, and that is the Camp for All Family Day.
All right, and they have you talk about the website. What is your website to go to?
Campforall.org.
There you go. Very, very simple.
There you go.
And, of course, you missed everything is free to go to that for that day.
That day.
No charge for anything.
No charge for anything. People who have their hearts set on the tower should arrive early. Mm-hmm. We're open from 2 to 5, but that means at whatever time the line for the tower is going to hit us 5 o'clock, it's closed off. So usually that's 3:45 or 4 o'clock. The good news is that a couple years ago we started a process of having people have their names called, so they don't have to wait there the whole time. They can sign up, they can go do other things, and they know what time frame they have to be back.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. And anything else that we missed today?
No, we would love to see everybody come out on April 28th for Family Day. And if you're not able to make it, but you want to get a tour, feel free to give us a call. The camp number is 979-289-3752.
All right. And I guess we should mention being a camp out there, kind of what is the, what people wear? What kind of clothing should they wear?
Oh, so, you know, you want to wear closed-toed shoes to do activities, but other than that, it's casual. You know, shorts and a t-shirt is a good thing. Although, now that you mention that, I will say that we don't allow pets. We have a lot of people who come out with different allergies, and so pets are not allowed out there on Family Day.
No pets. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Good mention there.
Yeah,
there
thank you.
All right, Kurt Podeswa from Camp for All. Appreciate you coming and talking with us today, and hope we have a big turnout later this month.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
There we go.